The Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Comes a time when a momentous decision must be reached. And there is always one or millions who wait breathlessly for such an event to be climaxed by a yes or no. To watch Florence Stewart battle with her pride was certainly not pleasant for her own family, but was even more agonizing for the family friend, Uncle Jimmy. They all wondered whether Mrs. Stewart would let Rosalind, her own daughter-in-law, be adopted by Mrs. Jedson, the next-door neighbor. But tragedy for the moment gives way to comedy as Dorothy Stewart greets her brother, a convalescent from a heart ailment, with a cheery...
Hi there, Mistress Marty.
Hi, Toots.
Just think, Bobby. I, of all people, am given the privilege of bringing you your tray. And, of course, shall supervise the feeding of each course.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, wee! But aren't we up and at 'em tonight?
What you got there? Dotty, deety, ditty, doo. A la friend wife and Norma Foster Lee.
Never you mind about making fun of Rosalind's speech exercises. They certainly did the trick for her. Think I'll use them myself.
Oh, no, don't, Dorothy. They might prove too strenuous. You know, stir up some new convolutions in your gray matter.
Why, then, those exercises are dangerous.
Sure.
Well, Bobby, just about to fall to?
Mm-hmm. Falling 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Dorothy, your mama wants you.
Sure, Uncle Jimmy. Deedy Dighty Doe would stir up new revolutions in the grain.
Boy, am I a salesman.
Something I'm not supposed to know but might guess.
If you can guess that one, you're a wizard.
Hmm. Well, Bobby, Sunday's the big day for you.
Oh, I'm glad I know it. Up for 5 minutes. Rather. Every minute which is spent with Rosalind. Uncle Jimmy, it seems like years since I've seen my wife.
Well, it seemed like years to her since she's seen you. Guess it's really been harder for her to bear, because here the girl's been right within the sound of your voice, and you haven't been able to see her.
Yeah, but Sunday. Why, that's the day after tomorrow. How I wish that... No, I'm darned if I'll be like Johnny. I'll just wait for Sunday to come.
You know, I think you've put on a little weight. A year from now, you'll be mighty grateful for this rest.
Boy, the things I've learned to be grateful for. Most of all, I guess, is that my illness brought Rosalind and Mom together. 100%.
Yes, Bobby.
And now we're all, well, just one big family of Stewarts. Say, I guess the first thing when I get downtown, I'm going to propose some name changes to the judge at the next session of court.
Is that so?
Yeah. James Brown, alias Uncle Jimmy, becomes James Brown Stewart. And Anna Jensen becomes Anna Jensen Stewart.
Oh, dear. And how about the president?
Sure. Why not? Just let him add the name Stewart to his own, and then he becomes one of the family, too. Mr. President Stewart.
Well, I'd rather be Uncle Jimmy, friend of the Stewarts, than President of the United States.
Hey, Florrie, didn't you scrub that floor this morning?
Well, it needed scrubbing again.
You better watch out, Florrie. You'll wear that linoleum down to the woof.
Woof!
What's the matter? Worried, dear? Is that why you're scrubbing the floor again?
I guess you know all my secrets. Every time there's some decision to be reached in this family, I usually arrive at it over a scrub brush or mop pail, or pulling an old-fashioned stunt on the neighbors by putting a rug on the clothesline and beating it.
Well, I suppose there's just one way for you to arrive at your decision.
Yes, Anna, and that is to let me work it out in my own mind. Thank you, dear.
Oh, excuse me. I guess the kitchen's no place for me.
There's a dry spot there in the corner, Uncle Jimmy.
I'll be in the den if you want me, Florrie.
Oh, Arnold, spend a little time with Johnny. Why don't you two enjoy Ferdinand the Bull? It's for grown-ups, too, you know.
You really want me to stay in the kitchen, Mrs. Stewart?
Yes, please do, Uncle Jimmy. I suppose I should pour out my heart to my own husband, but I'm never sure just how serious he takes me. You know, Arnold, with his traditional remarks.
Yes, of don't make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yes.
Well, now that you must go to Rosalind and give her your decision, do you love her less?
I never said I loved her. I'm very fond of the girl. I admire her tremendously, feel for her, now that her neck is stiff and she might go through life like that.
Seems to me that you've already felt the emotions of kindness, sympathy, pity, compassion. Aren't those all the attributes of love?
Oh, I suppose they are. But what a mother really feels for a daughter, I don't feel for Rosalind. I mean, she could go out of my life tomorrow, even out of Bobby's life, and
I... Oh, Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, no. No, what I said about not caring if Rosalind went out of my life or out of Bobby's life, it isn't true.
Mrs. Stewart, may I call you Florence?
Why, yes, of course, Uncle Jimmy. Why do you even ask?
Well, I never felt quite as close to you before. Florence, if I told you that Rosalind has placed you first in her affections, she really wants you for a mother.
Rosalind said that?
Yes, Florence.
But I thought that she and Mrs. Jetson...
After all, Robert Stewart is your boy. Robert is Rosalind's husband. And as that dear girl herself put it, Mrs. Jetson can never be the grandmother of my children. Oh, my dear, if you only knew how Rosalind could love you. Now that you're looking toward middle age, Dorothy will soon be old enough to marry. Another 10 years may see Johnny married. Now, wouldn't it be just wonderful to know that...
That I had another daughter. Oh, yes, it would. And for all that I made Rosalind suffer by hating her so... And yes, I did hate her. Because when she married Bobby, I felt she took my boy right out of my heart. For all the suffering and anguish I caused her, I should be woman and mother enough to take that girl right into my arms.
Florence, if that's the way you feel about it, don't lose a minute. Not even a second. You run right over to Mrs. Jetson.
I know that's just what I should do. But I can't. I can't. Something inside me won't let me.
Oh, my dear, don't let anything rob you of the greatest joy in the world. The joy that only a mother can know taking a daughter in her arms.
Don't
let your pride stand in the way of such a wonderful happiness for my sake. For Rosalind's sake. For your own, Florence. For God's own sake.
What I can't do, I just can't do. You may never want to talk to me again. Arnold either or Rosalind. But I guess I'll just have to let Mrs. Jed...
Don't say it, Florence.
Uncle Jimmy, I must be entirely honest with myself. So, I'll have to let Mrs. Jetson be a mother to Robin.
Rosalind. That Florence told me herself.
Miss Lee, I hope Mrs. Stewart will come and see me. Poor thing. She just looked in on Mrs. Jensen and, well, told her.
I never saw a body get so close to crying without actually doing it. I was just hungering to take her in my arms, woman-like, and have a good cry with her. As it was, I had a good cry alone.
Well, no doubt it's all for the best. I think this will be the greatest tempering experience in the life of Florence Stewart. I know she's mellowed a little already.
She was nicer to you, Miss Lee.
Yes. I really told her just what I had in mind. After all, we've been friends for years. I thought she'd fly into one of her tempers, but she didn't. She did a very strange thing.
Strange? You mean she fainted or something?
I think I know.
She kissed me and said, I know what I've lost, Norma. I know. But I'm not bitter. Just grateful for all the things that Mrs. Jensen and you have done for Rosalind. All the things that I, speaking of herself, should have done and didn't.
Poor Mother Stewart.
Mother Stewart, Rosalind?
Yes. I want to think of her always as Mother Stewart. Oh, it's not that I won't be happy and grateful all my life that a woman as fine as you really wanted me for her very own daughter.
Now, I shouldn't have even questioned your good heart, my dear. Always think of Florence Stewart as mother.
Sure you want to be all alone here in the dark, Mommy?
Yes, darling.
Well, if you want to be in the dark, I'm not afraid. I'll sit here with you. Mommy, when I'm sad like you are and want to be left alone, you say that all I need is a big hug and kiss and pat on the head and be told that everything's going to be all right. Well, Mommy, here's a big hug and a kiss. Mommy, darling, please believe me. Everything's going to be all right.
How Florence Stewart wished that everything would be all right. When Bobby sees Rosalind on Sunday, what will his reaction be to her neck injury? And will Miss Brenton, the personnel director, have any plans for Bobby when he's strong enough to see her?